a fair go. Oh, hello, Mabel. Aren't you glad to see me?
Of course I'm glad to see you, Dave.
Mabel.
Now, don't kiss me again in front of all these people.
Oh, I wish I could keep on kissing you.
Hey, let me get through. I want to say hello to Mabel.
Hello, Dad. Oh, gee, it's good to see you
yes,
again.
Yes, and it's good to see you, and I'm going to kiss you, too.
I don't mind Dad kissing you, Mabel. Have you got a kiss for me?
Hello, Mum. Of course I've got a kiss for you. I've never kissed so many people in my life.
Now, don't tie yourself out, Mabel. You've got to be careful, you know.
But, Dave, I'm quite all right now. Oh, I'm glad to see my Dad and my Mum again, too. I'm glad to see everyone. I'm so excited.
Well, you don't want to get too excited, you know. You've got to take care of yourself.
Oh, I'll be all right, Dave.
I'm coming over to your place tonight, and your mother and father asked me. Boy, it'll be bonza, Mabel. We can have a good talk then. We can't say much in all this crowd. Oh, you don't know how excited I've been.
So have
I. Hey, don't press around like that, everyone. Hey, remember, she's been ill.
Oh, but you must let me own mother and father come round, Dave.
Come along, Dave. You can have Mabel all to yourself tonight, you know.
I've got such a lot to tell her.
Well, you can tell her when you go over there. We're going to give you a party, Mabel.
Oh, do you think you're strong enough to go to parties yet, Mabel?
Well, of course I am, Dave. I'm quite all right again.
Well, you shouldn't stand around on this platform too long. I'll help you out to your car. Make way, everyone. Oh, gosh, Mabel, it's good to have you home again. I'm so glad to get you away from the crowd at last.
Oh, it's lovely out here on the veranda, isn't
it?
Even the air seems to be different up in Snake Gully.
Yeah, Snake Gully hasn't been the same without you.
Hasn't it, Dave?
Oh, now, sit down, Mabel. You've got to take things easy for a while, you know.
But I'm quite all right now. Clive said I wouldn't have any more worry at all.
Oh, who's Clive?
Oh, I haven't had a chance to tell you about him yet. He's the young doctor I met in the hospital. Everyone says he's got a brilliant future.
Mm.
He was wonderful to me. He's so kind and understanding. And he came to see me even after I'd left the hospital.
Oh, is his name Dr. Clive?
No, his name's Dr. Clive Ferris.
Mm. You must be pretty friendly with him if you call him Clive.
Oh, he's only young, Dave, and he's been like a brother to me.
Oh, has he?
He says he loves the country, and I've got Mum and Dad to ask him to come up for a few days. Oh. He's taking his holidays soon, and he's coming up here to Snake Gully. I know you'll like him, Dave.
Will I?
Oh, he's a bonza chap. I want you to like him. I want him to be your friend just as he's my friend. Remember, he helped to save my life.
Well, I'll try and like him, Mabel.
Oh, you can't help liking him, Dave. And he's got such a lovely smile, too.
Oh, has he? Well, when's he coming up?
Well, he might get up here on Thursday. I hope so, don't you?
Oh, well, I wanted to have you to myself for a bit. You know, Mum's giving a party for you tomorrow night.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it, Dave. It'll be a sort of a Christmas party, won't it?
Yeah. Oh, I wish you could come to our place on Christmas Day.
Oh, I've got to spend Christmas Day with my own people. But we'll have some fun tomorrow night. Now, tell me about yourself, Dave. What have you been doing while I've been away?
Oh, well, I tried to persuade Uncle Clarence to buy Mulligan's place for us, but he wouldn't. And then he was going to put me in a service station, but that fell through. And well, then I wrote to you about him losing all his money.
Yes, that was bad luck.
Yeah, it would have been much better to use the money to put me on a place instead of buying Crook gold shares.
Oh, never mind. Everything will come all right.
I hope so. I wish we were married, Mabel.
So do I, Dave.
You know, it's so long since I've seen you that I feel a bit shy.
So do I.
Wilson's married now. Oh, it was a pretty good wedding.
Yeah. I wonder if ours will be the next wedding.
I hope so. I love you, Mabel.
I love you too, Dave. I've thought such a lot about you.
Oh, have you?
Herb Wilson's wife was the new school teacher, wasn't she?
Yes.
She seemed very pretty.
Oh, we don't want to talk about her. I seem kind of tongue-tied, Mabel. I don't know what to say. I think I'll just kiss you.
Oh, Dave.
You know, I've thought and thought about your coming home and kissing you like this, and now it's all come true. Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, Dave, it's wonderful. Oh, you're squeezing me very tight, aren't you?
Oh, I want to squeeze you tight. Oh, Mabel, you don't know how much I love you. You're never going away again, are you?
Oh, I hope not, but we ought not to stay out here too long, Dave. It's my first night home, you know, and there's quite a crowd of people in there.
Oh, never mind about them. Can't we ever get away from a crowd and be on our own for a bit?
Well, there'll be the party at your place tomorrow night.
Oh, there'll be a crowd there too, and I'll have to help to entertain them. I'm going to kiss you again, Mabel. You can't go in there.
All right, Dave.
Well, everybody, I'm glad to see you here at my place, and we've come here tonight to give a welcome home to our good friend Mabel Smith.
Hooray!
We've all known Mabel for a long time, and most of us have known her since she was a little kid. And the way we've welcomed her proves that she's one of the most popular girls in Snake Gully.
Tell right she is.
Mum and I decided to give this Christmas party in honor of Mabel, and in my opinion, the best Christmas present the people of Snake Gully could have is the safe return of Mabel Smith.
Yeah, right.
I know me boy Dave is glad to have her back again.
That isn't the word for it, Dad. Will you let me make a speech about her now?
Oh, you do most of your speech making out on the veranda, Dave.
Oh, hey, cut it out,
oh, Dave. Isn't this wonderful? It's marvelous to think that everyone's so pleased to see me.
You're like a daughter to us, Mabel.
Now, give us a fair go. Let me finish me speech.
Well, go on, Dad.
Well, I know everyone in Snake Gully joins with me in wishing Mabel a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We're beginning to get the Christmas spirit now, and I ask you to charge your glasses and drink a toast to our guest of honor, Miss Mabel Smith.
Miss Mabel Smith!
Oh, for she's a jolly good fella, for she's a jolly good fella, for she's a jolly good fella, and so say all of us.
I can't make a speech.
Oh, yes, you can, Mabel. Go on, I'm standing alongside of you. You'll have to say something.
But, Dave, I don't know what to say.
Are you going to make a speech, Mabel?
Well, I'll try anyway.
Oh, good on you, Mabel. You know you're amongst friends.
Come on, Mabel.
Well, I want to say that I'm very, very happy to be home again. I don't know why I'm crying, but perhaps it's because I'm so happy. I can't say any more. Only thank you very much. And God bless you all.
Dave, Mabel's a bit overcome. Take her out on the veranda for a while.
Oh, that's a good idea, Mum. Come on, Mabel, it's a bit warm in here anyhow, and you know you mustn't overdo things for a while.
Yeah, I thought you'd think it was a good idea, Dave.
Dad, you're a tease.
Well, come along then, Mabel. We'll go outside and cool off for a bit. How are you feeling now, Mabel?
Oh, I feel all right now, Dave. It was silly of me to cry, wasn't it?
Oh, I suppose you couldn't help it.
I just wish Clive could have been here to see the welcome home they gave me.
Oh, you mean Dr. Ferris?
Well, I've got into the way of calling him Clive, and I suppose you'll call him that too.
Well, you seem to have got very pally with
him. Well, I like him very much, Dave. You're not jealous, are you?
Oh, no, of course I'm not, but... Oh, I've missed you a lot.
Well, I've missed everyone in Snake Gully.
Oh, well, never mind about that now anyway. Let's have another kiss.
But, Dave, someone might come out on the veranda. Oh, stop
it. Oh, I can't help kissing you.
Dave, look out. There's someone coming towards the house.
Who is it?
It's Mr. Jenkins. And he's got little Bobby with him.
Oh, let's go in quickly. Come on, Mabel. We don't want to see them.
Don't be silly, Dave. We can't be rude.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Mabel. Sorry we're so late.
Well, that's all right, Mr. Jenkins.
Mam rang up and asked if we'd come over to the party, but the wife is not too well. I had to stay with her for a while, and then I brought young Bobby over. He said he'd like to see Mabel.
Hi, Mabel. How are you?
I'm well, Bobby. How are you?
Pretty good, thanks. How are things, Dave?
All right, Bobby.
I'm very pleased to welcome you all, Mabel. I'm sorry I couldn't get over to the station, but I swore I'd get to this party by hook or by crook.
You've missed all the speech-making, but supper's still on.
Oh, well, I'd better go inside and see Mum and Dad and explain why.
I'll come in a minute, Daddy. I want to talk to Mabel for a while.
Yes, you go inside like a good boy, Bobby. And you'll find there's a lovely piece of Mum's Christmas cake in there for you.
Oh, that can wait. I want to talk to you.
Well, I think you ought to go inside now. Your father's gone in.
I don't want to go inside.
Well, let him stay if he wants to, Dave. Tell me, Bobby, how have you been getting on while I've been away?
Pretty good. All sorts of things has happened in Snake Gully while you're away.
Will you go inside, Bobby? Look, I'm having a private talk to Mabel now.
Well, I want to talk to Mabel, too.
Don't be nasty to him, Dave.
Oh, I wasn't being nasty to him, but you and I are having a private talk, and we don't want to be interrupted.
We'll have lots of chances for private talks, Dave.
Why do you want me to go in? Are you afraid I'll tell her something about Sue?
Oh, Bobby, will you keep quiet?
And who, may I ask, is Sue?